Okay, here we go. Welcome back to Coach Class with me, Dom Birch. This is the podcast where I get to speak to inspirational leaders from across the world and great coaches. And I'm delighted, I'm able to say that I'm joined by somebody who ticks all of those boxes this week, and it is my fellow barefooter, Sanya Khan. Now, Sanya is the CEO at Utrust. She's ex-eBay, ex-Vodafone, ex-PayPal. She's a TED Talk speaker, so hopefully she'll have no problems chatting to me on the podcast. And the more I get to know Sanya, the more I realise you're a bit of a rock star, aren't you, in this kind of cryptocurrency world?
Thank you so much for the introduction. I loved it.
So tell us a little bit about you. I mean, I think it's really interesting on Barefoot that we've all come into a room, and because it's now a virtual room, typically the way that module one would have been, with 4 days in a hotel together, we'd have all kind of got to know each other in a very different, quite intense way. But over the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've kind of... Do you not think that each person is kind of just gently revealing another dimension to themselves? So, you know, and now I find out you're a TED speaker as well as being the CEO of this cryptocurrency thing. So tell our listeners about you.
I was born in Sarajevo, in Bosnia, from a mixed marriage. And I was fortunate enough to go live in Italy when I was 5 years old, escaping, you know, what would later become all the war in Yugoslavia. And my parents were amazing human beings. As all human beings, they did, you know, the best they could with the tools they had at the time. But, you know, they took a lot of decisions in life that led to very difficult moments in life for me. And I had this idea, you know, that the harder I worked and the less I thought about some of the pain I was carrying, the faster that would allow me to heal, you know, from everything I had inside. And so apparently I was living this perfect life. I went to one of the best universities in Europe. I started to scale the corporate ladder fast. I worked for Fortune 500 companies, as you said, internationally. But I was carrying a lot of trauma in myself. And it was at the time that I started reading some articles about personal coaching and life coaching. And I was in my later 20s. I was still living in Italy, where it was really rare for someone to work with a coach. So it was not something usual that you would do, like, for example, in the US or in the UK. It was really weird. So I hired a coach in the US, and she really changed a particular aspect of my life I needed to heal from in a relatively short period of time. And from then, everything else sort of, you know, started to fall in place. I moved to the UK. I attracted great people around me. I started investing in myself, my personal development every year. And that led me as well to, you know, move from the corporate world into a startup, into the blockchain world that I really love. And that's why, yeah, that's how I came here at Barefoot as well, because I think now is the time for me to do the same for others and give back. So it's a privilege to be able to study again with you and with other amazing people in the team.
I mean, the caliber of people around the table at Barefoot is just, I mean, it blows my socks off every week. On Friday, I just asked for some support on our little WhatsApp group. I just said, you know, I've got a challenging conversation coming up and I just need somebody who I trust and respect and rate just to give me, you know, 15, 20 minutes of the time, which somebody jumped out of the chair and was like, hand up straight away. You know, it was brilliant. What are your reflections on the first module? Because we've sort of drawn to a close 4 weeks of quite intense learning and quite intense coaching, both giving the coaching but also receiving the coaching. Are there any things that have really stood out for you already where you just think, wow, I wasn't expecting that to happen?
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't expecting the group of people to be so much open. And like in such a short period of time, I think, you know, we're able to coach each other at such a deep level because we're all coming into this, you know, with the same idea. For me, actually being coached, especially in the second week by someone in 15 minutes, and like 15 minutes, it's such a short period of time. Like I was able to go so deep into recognizing a pattern in my life that, you know, I wasn't noticing for the past year. So for me, it was really remarkable to see the openness of people and how much we're able to be vulnerable between each other. And that's something that I wasn't expecting, because it's, you know, it's people you don't know. So that was amazing for me.
And you've had to carve out, I mean, you're running a company, right? And, you know, I have the benefit at the moment of being self-employed. And so I've kind of carved out this time to be on the course. It must be hugely challenging making those shifts and decompressing, or, you know, one minute you're having probably a kind of coaching conversation with one of the people that work for you. Then the next minute you're out maybe looking at funding or strategy for the organization. And then suddenly you're having to devote 4 hours of what I would imagine is a really busy back-to-back day. How are you helping yourself, you know, make those shifts and actually be present? Because it's really tough, isn't it, being fully present on a four-hour Zoom call when I'd imagine, I think you admitted to me the other week, you know, you've got your emails open, you've got 27 other tabs on your laptop open. Those distractions are really hard to ignore.
It is really tough. So something that really helps me that I started to do a few years back is I really have a morning routine. So when I wake up, you know, I don't look at email, social media, nothing. I meditate for 15 to 20 minutes. I write my gratitude journal. I exercise a bit if I have time. And that really, you know, sets me in a different place. And I can see that when I don't do that for one day, I'm in a totally different mood and my day changes completely. So I think, you know, that's the first thing that really helps me. And then I think when I started the course, I had this very toxic mindset that, okay, I'm going to carve out time for the course. And then during the night, I'm going to work and do all the things that I didn't have time to do during the day. But actually what the course is teaching me is, you know, if you find time to allow and welcome something new, you have to say no to other things. So it's really, this course is really helping me as well become a better leader. So I can say to my team, you know, I'm not available in these days. And that means that, you know, you're going to have to do this on your own, or this is going to have to wait. So it was really useful for me to see some behaviors about myself as a leader as well, that I'm not a superhuman. So if I'm going to commit to this, I need to say no to other things. And that's completely fine.
And that level of self-awareness is something I think probably everyone on the course comes with some skills and attributes already in their backpack, as it were. And self-awareness is one of them, isn't it? And it's something that you can only ever practice and get better at. And it enables you then to hear the voice in your own head and to manage that. Because I guess if you're sat opposite somebody who you're coaching, it's very easy, isn't it, to become distracted by something that they've said rather than really deeply listen. But also to notice about yourself when you're walking into that room, how do I feel? Do I feel good today? Am I in a good mood? Am I still thinking about the thing that I left behind as I walked into the room today? And being aware of those things and at least gives you the ability to manage and choose how you behave in that moment.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, one of the other things that I'm learning more and more is about presence and like that complete presence and what that means. So I always thought that I was a great listener, but in fact, I'm discovering I can do so much better because sometimes, you know, you're talking to someone and maybe it's a work meeting, and while you're talking, you think you're listening, but you're reading the email, so you're not completely present. So the course is really good in teaching us as well, you know, what does it mean to give your time to someone and be there? And not only in coaching, but now what I'm doing is when I'm having a meeting with someone, I'm not going to read emails. I'm going to, you know, shut off everything else. And that time is just for that person. And I already am starting to see the changes because people love to see, you know, another person that is really listening to them completely, because I think in life, it doesn't happen so much like in this rushy lives we have. So I think that's great as well. That's one important part that I'm taking away forever.
Now, on day one last week, we talked a lot about goal setting and actually helping the other person take their time to find out what is the goal. And in fact, discovering and exploring what the goal may be is as important a part of the process as actually nailing down a goal that's very specific. And if you rush to that place, you might end up focusing on the wrong thing. What did you take from last week? Is there anything that sort of stands out that just made you think, actually, that's true to me, but also I can see how that might apply when I'm managing or leading or coaching other people?
Yeah, I'm kind of strange person with goals, because I have, you know, I have monthly goals, I have weekly goals. It really helps me to work throughout my life, not only in business. So what I teach people in my team as well is, at least every 6 months, you reevaluate your life and your goals and like where you are in life. It's sort of counterproductive if you think about it. But what I'm saying to the team is, okay, every 6 months, think about, are you happy here in this company? You know, are you hitting your goals? Are you not? If not, why? You know, maybe this environment is not making you happy anymore. So therefore, you know, you should look at something else. We should look at another challenge for you to do another role or something else outside the company. So I think, you know, goals is something that I've been working on my entire life. If you don't have a goal, how can you know where you're going? And maybe I'm the kind of person who uses them too much.
What is it when you imagine, you know, your life and the world, and you're at your peak, when you're at that sort of absolute, you know, you're at the top of feeling great, performing great, just being, you know, really, really, I guess, in tune with the things that you want out of life, and you're getting them. What is it that really floats Sanya's boat?
That's a great question. I think most of people, like including me in the past, were really chasing something big. So you would always think like, okay, when I achieve this, then I'll be happy. When I have this job, then I'll be happy. When I earn this amount of money, then I'll be happy. But then, you know, what I came to realize more and more, it's about small moments in life. It's really about the small things. And it sounds cheesy, but if you're not able to be grateful every day and just find joy in the small things, you're not gonna be happy when something bigger happens. And someone said to me a few months ago, I was attending a course with Tony Robbins and other speakers, and a guy was talking, and he was like, "Yeah, like I want my company to have a revenue of like this amount of millions, and therefore I can, you know, help these people." And then the speaker said, "You know, money is just going to amplify who you are. So if you're not helping people today by having more money, that doesn't mean you will do that." And that struck me, because, you know, I think we're all chasing something or trying to chase something, you know, thinking that that will bring us happiness in that specific moment when that external thing happens. But I think we can all find small things to be grateful for every day. So I think, you know, for me, that being, you know, happy in my boat is every morning, where I'm able to find the great things instead of jumping off the bed, grumpy, starting meetings, you know, being angry at things. So it's really about the small things.
I think that's really interesting, because we talked a little bit about values this week. And actually, if you use the word values, it's quite a hard term sometimes for people to, you know, to grasp and get their head around. And I ended up listening to another podcast on the back of, you know, the conversations we were having, which is called Squiggly Careers. And they were talking about that they use this technique just to get to know somebody when they're actually, in this case, it was mentoring rather than coaching. And it's called the four H's. And it's finding out about somebody's history, their heartbreaks, their hopes, and their heroes. What hopes have you got, Sanya, when you look to the future? What are the kind of things that, you know, you look forward to? And who are the people, I guess, that you look up to and think, you know, I want to be more like them?
That's interesting, because, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't have a lot of role models in terms of, you know, in my family, in my close network. So I always had to find those role models somewhere else, you know, in people that I really aspire to be like. Because especially in the last years, in the past, you know, 5 to 6 years, what I realize is I'm not really happy being part of a corporate system. So for me, it was great working in companies and I gained a lot of knowledge. So it was a great experience for me, but that's something I don't want to go back. And today I'm really happy because one, I'm running my own company, which I love, but two, I have freedom of time. So for me to be in charge of my time, to have that type of freedom is really important. And in order to come, you know, where I am today, I had to look at other people that have done the same. And those people are not necessarily, you know, in my close group of friends. So I think it's important in life to really find those people, even if you cannot find them in your everyday life, find them somewhere else and then model them. And maybe you're never going to be able to, you know, speak with them in person, but you can listen to their podcasts. You can read their blogs. Today, it's so easy to have access to information and try to, you know, model what they did. So I think my hope for the future is just to be able to continue with this trajectory of being the CEO of my own time, as well as, you know, I started this course because I want to help and impact as many people as possible. So my hope for the future is in a few months or in a short to medium period of time to be able to have my coaching practice as well. And in particular, I would like to help women and women leaders.
Sania, it's an absolute joy to talk to you. I love the phrase you just coined there, that you want to be a CEO of your own time. If there's one thing that people listening to this podcast can take from it, that has to be a massive, massive insight from somebody who is clearly successful in business, but also understanding how to be successful in life. It's been brilliant catching up with you. Can't wait to get back to it. In fact, we've got 2 weeks off and I don't know what I'm going to do with myself for 2 weeks. What am I going to do with no barefoot to attend? So listen, thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it. And thank you for being a guest on Coach Class.
Thank you so much, Dom.